As far as the archive of a person is concerned. A Nabi or a Rasul is a divinely appointed, nominated, chosen person by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who receives divinely protected revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Nabi is born a Nabi. Once a Nabi, always a Nabi. Once a Rasul, always a Rasul. Once a person is a Nabi or a Rasul, a messenger of Allah, apostle of Allah, messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not get demoted from that position or rank. He remains there. And receiving revelation, protected revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a Nabi is masoon, innocent from major and minor sins. A Nabi or Rasul, remember, is not exonerated from sin. He is free from sin. He is infallible as far as sin is concerned. He does not sin. His character, personality, morals are spotless. He is a role model for the people that he is sent to. There is a difference between a Nabi and a Rasul. I do not want to go into that. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they are the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahabi is a companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The definition will be a person who saw or sat in the company, sat in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the condition of iman, and passed away in the condition of iman, that is a sahabi. Once we make this all embracing definition, then those sahabi who were blind, because they sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and did not see him per se, they still are sahabis. And the women folk who came in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at times they did not see him, but because they were in the state of iman, in the condition, in that condition, in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the gathering of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and passed away, then alhamdulillah they are classified sahabi, companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A sahabi is not masoom, not innocent from sin. A sahabi is mahfuz, protected from sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala general order is that a sahabi is protected from the sin. Did sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in sin? Yes, they sin. They sin, and today we can proudly say that Islam is practical. If sahaba ikram did not sin, then the people would say that the Quran Kareem and Shariat came to a sinless people, they were spotless, and Islam is not practical. They sinned, Islamic law was executed upon them, they were pleased with the order of Allah, and Allah was pleased with them. And we can say to the world that sahaba practiced upon the deen of Islam. We have got a deen which is practical and easy. We got a deen that is perfect. So sahaba are not innocent but protected from sin. The next come the awliya, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have gained proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as that is concerned, we will divide them in two categories, wilayat-e-amma and wilayat-e-khasa. General sainthood, general friendship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and special friendship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this definition, and by this classification, and by this categorization, each Muslim, every Muslim is a saint in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a general saint. Why? Allah loves us, that's why Allah has made us Muslims. And inshallah we will go to Jannah. The boon of iman in us, the favor of iman in us, that is such a great ni'mat that inshallah we will go to Jannah. And Allah is happy and pleased with us, and Allah likes us, that is why He has made us Muslims. Otherwise we should be doing what the others are doing. So, as a rule, every Muslim is one loved by Allah, and every Muslim should love Allah. And every Muslim has got proximity and nearness to Allah, and favors from Allah, boons from Allah, ni'mat from Allah. Then, in sainthood, we get the special ones. Those who have gained close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, but understand something, that the highest and highest of saints in rank and station and position and status cannot equal the lowest of sahabi. Understand that. This law and regulations concerning our aqaid, our beliefs of position where the Sayyid must be put, where the Nabi must be put, where the Sahaba must be put. We should analyze it without any emotion attached to it, without any sentiment attached to it. Because it's got to do with belief, and a Muslim is strong in his belief. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala, they asked him one question once. They told him, and he was great for Hadith and Mujahid. They asked him that who is greater in status, Hazrat Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala or Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Umar the second, Ramatullah Ali. Why Hazrat Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala? Because the Shias have created such a mess in the history, creating doubt on the personality and pure character of Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And they have exploded the difference between Hazrat Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and created such a mountain out of it without analyzing it critically and properly. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, to explain to you what he said when the horse of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going, and Hazrat Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was behind that horse of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the dust that came out of the hooves of the horse upon which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and entered the nostrils of the horse of Hazrat Mu'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that dust is more superior than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Understand this, what he said. Why? Because the portion of earth that is touching the body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat say clearly that the portion of earth that is touching the body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more superior than the Kaaba. It is more superior than the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, this is our belief. And we are being branded that we don't love the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respected elders, understand that. But unfortunately what is happening, that we are placing so much stress upon sainthood, wilayat, Sufism, tasawwuf, that we are going to miss the path, and we are going to become fanatical and extreme in our outlook. Understand with a cool heart and a sensible brain, without emotion and sentiments, that historically speaking, that when we look at the history of India-Pakistan, where we are linked to, then the awliya, the saints and the Sufis came from Iran and Iraq into India, and they established the Khanqahs. And after the Khanqahs came the Darul Ulums, the madrasas, the Darul Ulums, institutes of learning, the maqatibs. And then came the Tabligh Jamaat. In our country, respected elders, historically speaking, it was the other way around. That, alhamdulillah, the Tabligh Jamaat came first. Worked hard, still working hard. And all these three institutes are good, laudable, praiseworthy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proven from the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after the Tabligh Jamaat came the Darul Ulums. In our country, everywhere, Darul Ulums began to spring up. Then the Khanqahs are coming. In fact, in our country, the Khanqah Institute does not have a proper infrastructure. It should have a proper infrastructure. They should have Khanqahs everywhere, and they should be places where you can turn for reformation. But not forgetting the Tabligh Jamaat and the services of the Tabligh Jamaat. But currently, unfortunately, what we are doing, that the goose that has laid the golden egg, we are killing it. Respected elders, once Maulana Farooq, he was taking some South Africans in Jannatul Baqi, showing them that this is the grave of this Sahabi, this is the grave of this Sahabi, this is the grave of this Sahabi. Then as he was going along, he mentioned that this is the grave of this saint. So the South Africans say, yeah, which saint? Tell us more about the saint. This unfortunately has happened to us. That we have taken now, remember clearly, we are not against sainthood. We are not against the waliyas of Allah. Any sensible Muslim cannot be against any saint. But our priorities are getting mixed up. So that Maulana Farooq said, listen, I'm not even taking you all anymore for this yara. That you people are placing the saints above the Sahaba. I'm showing you Sahaba, you are not impressed. These are the graves of the Sahaba. I'm showing you the graves of the saints, you are getting impressed. Remember, we do not worship any saint, we do not worship any Nabi, we do not worship any Rasul, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the speciality of Islam. We love the Anbiya, we protect the Rasuls, we will protect the Awliya Ikram. You cannot speak ill of the saints, but we must realize their position. We love them, we honor them, we defend them, we don't worship them. Upon two Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war. In the Quran al-Kareem, in the light of Quran al-Kareem, Allah has openly declared war on those who deal and take and consume and eat interest. And in the light of the Hadith, those who speak ill of and chastise and lambast the awliya ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at war with them. But we should be cautious. What we should be cautious about, that we must not reach a stage thinking that only sainthood comes from India, Pakistan. First of all, that one I want to make quite clear. That sainthood is not regularized towards India, Pakistan. And you do not have to be an Indian to be a saint. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was no fair-looking complexion sahabi, but when he walked on the surface of the earth, then his footsteps sounded in Jannah. Sainthood has no color. So when you get a person from Sudan and from Egypt and from other countries and they are saints, they are saints. We should open our hearts and remember that sainthood is not regularized towards the Khanqa or the Tabligh Jamaat or the Darul Uloom. Sainthood is free. Any person who can strive, he can become a saint and gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who is extreme in the Tabligh Jamaat may feel that saints are only from here. A person who is extreme in the Khanqa may feel that the awliya are only from here. A person who is extreme in the Darul Uloom may feel saints are only here. No such thing. Saints, they can be anywhere, everywhere. Beware, there will come a time that we may start fighting that my peer is better than your peer, and my chef is better than your chef, and my tariqa is better than your tariqa, and my tasawuf is better than your tasawuf, and my way is better than your way. Remember, unfortunately, let's be realistic about this, that there is some tension going on amongst the Khanqa and the Tabligh Jamaat and the Darul Uloom, but it will go away. It will go away when understanding comes. And when we realize that each one of us has got a role to play and each one of us is here to face his Rabb alone on the Day of Judgment. Respected elders, time is up. I want to talk about this because it is a matter, unfortunately, if we do not control and put it in the right place, then you and I will be fighting over the color of hats and the shape of hats and the lengths of the kurtas, and we'll be fighting over the shape of things to come. And you and I will be sitting and turning our masajid into the areas of poetry recitation. And our masajid will be looking like Qawwali Ghaz, unfortunately, if we do not control it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding of deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.